So that time on a Monday again where we look at everything that's been happening on the other side of the Atlantic. MLS Monday is here, and Drew Farmer, this time we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we do, Andy. We do have a lot to talk about. This week is the All-Star game coming up. We talked about that last week, but a lot of expansion news to talk about as well.
Yeah, although before we get to the expansion stuff, I did spot that there's somebody who's joined MLS in terms of on the pitch, a youngster now over this side of the pond. When we think of young footballers, you think of the likes of Wayne Rooney when he scored for Everton, aged 16, James Milner, a bit younger when he scored for Leeds. However, not scoring, but at least appearing on the pitch, to somebody been even younger this week.
Yes, that's right, and that was Alphonso Davies with Vancouver Whitecaps, who signed a professional deal on Friday and then debuted on Saturday as a 77th minute substitute for the Whitecaps as they drew 2-2 with Orlando City. And his inclusion in the team is really down to the injury to Kakuta Mane, who had foot surgery last week, so a bit of a necessity to bring him into the side. But he's already seen some play with Vancouver during their domestic cup run. He featured in all four games for them, starting two and coming on as a substitute in two. And by all accounts, he's a player who's really earned his place in the team with Vancouver.
When you think of youngsters who've played over in America, to be honest, the name that springs to mind for me and a lot of people, I think, is Freddie Adu, who was for quite a while seen as, you know, was going to be the best player in the world in a few years' time, and it never really happened. I think he's playing the second tier now in Florida, isn't he?
Well, yeah, Andy, I don't know about playing, but he is in the second division of U.S. soccer. By all the reports, he's not even gotten a game this season. So, you know, he's playing behind Joe Cole at Tampa Bay Rowdies at the moment.
So nobody is saying that the guy, Alphonso Davies, who came on this week, nobody's kind of putting him on that kind of pedestal. It was literally just a case of, well, really, Vancouver need to fill their squad, and that was why it happened, really.
I think it's a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B. I think, you know, he's a very talented youngster, and as you say, they need to fill that place in the squad. He had been playing with their, I guess you could say, their second team in the third tier of U.S. soccer, the Vancouver Whitecaps 2. And you compared him, or you mentioned Freddie Adu just a second ago. Well, he made his debut in MLS at the age of 14. And, you know, back then, the media in the U.S. went really, really crazy over him, comparing him to Pele and talking about how he was going to be this next big thing in soccer around the world. I believe there was even a trial with Manchester United at the time. And Adu is the youngest to appear in MLS at 14, but, you know, the league does not have a great track record with some of these youngsters. Adu, as we said, is playing in the second division of U.S. soccer right now. There was also Fuad Ibrahim, who had played for Toronto FC at the age of 15. I believe, from all reports, he's playing right now in Ethiopia. And then DC United also brought through a 16-year-old Santino Quaranta, who actually looked like a really good player and was part of that golden generation with Clint Dempsey and Landon Donovan and Tim Howard, but he retired at the age of 27. So not a lot of, you know, great, not a great track record for MLS at the moment with these youngsters, but hopefully Alphonso Davies can be, you know, a different type of player, can learn from those mistakes.
You started MLS Monday this week by talking about expansion within the league. Let's move on to that now, Drew, because a player that we're all familiar with, a known name over here, a player who at one point I quite fancied Huddersfield signing, which obviously didn't happen in the end, but a player known here who's joined a side who don't even have a place in the league yet.
Yeah, that's right. Atlanta United, who will join the league next year in 2017, they signed over the weekend Kenwyn Jones, who played with Stoke City and Sunderland, and they're, you know, slowly assembling a team of players outside of MLS right now to look forward to that debut next March. And obviously in the offseason they'll have the expansion draft where they'll get to, you know, pick a few of the cast-offs from the current MLS sides. But, you know, they're getting things together, and we're starting to see the building towards these new set of expansion teams coming in, four new teams, well, at least three, coming in the next couple of years.
And in terms of like what he's going to do now, I assume that although he'll be registered to Atlanta have the ability to be able to loan him out, so I guess that's what they would do?
Yes, that's right. That's what's going to happen. From the reports I've seen, there's not a solid team that's going to be taking him at the moment on loan, but that's the idea, that he'll go on loan and and spend the rest of the year there and then come back to Atlanta in the winter.
And another thing that I wanted to ask you about, and it does have more long-term expansion kind of ideas behind it, is if you follow American soccer on Twitter, you start to see that there's a few teams that really stand out. One who stand out and have caught my attention is Detroit City FC. Now, you and I, we've actually been exchanging Twitter DMs about them, because doing my bit of research, you look at them and you think, well, based on their fans, because they have a group called the Northern Guard, who are really impressive when you look online, you would think, right, this is a team just one step below MLS. But actually, there's a lot of passion in America for soccer, not just at the higher levels. It seems to drip feed down quite a way.
Yeah, that's right. That is Detroit City FC, as you said, and they are playing, geez, in the fourth division of U.S. soccer. And this is a completely amateur side made up of players from the Detroit area. And this is a team that has recently played FC United in Manchester in a friendly. They drew 3-3 in front of 6,000 fans in Detroit. And this is a team with a lot of community ties, and the community gets really involved with this side. And, you know, it's a really impressive-looking team with the way that the fan culture has really grown there in Detroit. Now, MLS is looking at Detroit as a possible expansion city, but it doesn't look like Detroit City is being considered as that team to be their expansion side. It's almost as if they're looking at Detroit City to say, right, well, there's a taste for soccer in the city, and now we can put a team there and really grow it. Right now, a couple of NBA owners and Michigan natives, Dan Gilbert and Tom Gores, have plans for an MLS side in Detroit, and so discussions are ongoing with whether that team will be put there. But as you were saying, Detroit City, a lot of passion there with this side. And again, I was comparing them a little bit to Manchester FC United of Manchester. You know, a lot of community involvement, very strong fan culture, and, you know, a side that would really benefit the higher leagues, the second division or the even the first division of U.S. soccer.
From the English point of view, Drew, this it's a completely alien concept, because obviously over here, if there's a team in the fourth tier who had that many fans, you would imagine that they would then bring in the money that would allow the sides to build and grow naturally and get promoted. You might say get promoted again and possibly even get promoted to the top flight, in this case MLS. So it feels completely alien that they look at a city that's got lower league sides who've got big fan bases and they think, right, we're going to create a new team here. Do they imagine that the fans of Detroit City and others that they might have their eye on, do you think that they just expect them to jump to it, or do you think they might look at creating that team in MLS? Because we've seen it before, haven't we? Portland Timbers, they played outside the top flight, they had a huge crowd, they then went in. But I know that there's been other examples of teams where MLS has come along, created them a great big new franchise that ultimately doesn't necessarily mean that much, so they end up going back to their original soccer sides that they supported for a long time.
You know, I think there's a lot of Detroit City fans and even maybe their ownership that isn't so keen on joining MLS, or at least the structure that MLS is now. I think they quite like what they have and they'd like to grow that. But as you were saying, I think that the league as a whole would really like to go in there and you know, kind of blow things up and have their own team in there. And we have seen that before. Back in, a few years ago when New York City FC was established with owners from Manchester City here in the UK, as well as the New York Yankees baseball team, a lot of people thought that the New York Cosmos, who were playing in the North American Soccer League, where they currently are, thought they were going to get the side, but that didn't exactly happen. So a brand new team was started. So, you know, I think that being that these sports leagues are a business, I think that MLS thinks that they can go in and create their own teams the way that they want to, and some of the fans will jump to that team. And matter of fact, they could just make a lot of new fans like they have in a lot of other cities, because soccer is growing and it's building a bigger fan base. Of course, I've said before, perhaps they're expanding too quickly or too far, but, you know, we'll see. Time will tell whether this will happen.
I think for me, definitely Detroit City FC. There's something really building there. Really liking what's going on with them. Just one other quick thing, Drew. I just wanted to ask you, I'm using slightly blunt tools to make a point, but I think it's valid. If we look this week in terms of players that are well known over here in England, you've got Graziano Pella. He's just moved to China. I think it was £260,000 a week. Hulk has moved to Shanghai for £320,000 a week. Kenwyn Jones has moved to Atlanta City FC or Atlanta FC. Do you see where I'm going with this almost? Is America maybe worried by what's happening with the Chinese league? Go back 2 or 3 years. America was the one signing the big name players.
Well, yeah, and we talked about this back in January or the start of the season, how the profile of the players that MLS is going for is slightly different than the Chinese Super League. But, you know, now you see the Chinese Super League going for these, you know, not necessarily these top-tier players, these middle-of-the-road players like Graziano Pele, no offense to him, but you know, these are the types of players that MLS should be going out and signing. You know, a lot of MLS teams will go down to South America and pick up these, I guess you could say, these bargain basement types of players in terms of salary. But, you know, I think maybe they should be a little bit more aware of what the Super League is doing in China and try to take away some of these players. Definitely increase the salary cap. I believe the salary cap is only $3.4 million this year for non-designated players, so definitely something that MLS needs to do. And I wrote about this on soccertravels.net this last week about what MLS needs to do. So if anybody wants to go out and read that, it's out there for them to get my opinion.
Also, I should just clear up, it's Atlanta United FC. My bad, I don't want to start a United versus City kind of kind of thing going here. So yeah, Atlanta United FC starting in the league next year. Drew, always brilliant to get you on for MLS Monday. Thank you for joining us again.
Not a problem, Mandy. Thank you.